Roman's Product Management Podcast. 10 tips for creating an agile product roadmap. A product roadmap is a powerful tool to describe how a product is likely to grow, and it helps us align the stakeholders and development teams. But creating an effective roadmap is not easy, particularly in an agile context where changes can occur frequently and unexpectedly. In this episode, I'll share 10 practical tips to help you create an actionable, agile product roadmap. My first tip is to focus on goals and benefits. So when you're faced with an agile, dynamic environment, say your product is young and it's experiencing some significant changes, or maybe it's more mature, but you want to extend its life cycle and say add a brand new feature or take it to a new market segment, then you should work with a goal-oriented product roadmap. And such a roadmap is sometimes also referred to as a theme-based or outcome-based roadmap. And a goal-oriented roadmap, as its name suggests, focuses on goals. So these are outcomes like acquiring customers, increasing engagement, and removing technical debt. I still like to add features to my goal-oriented roadmaps, but I make sure that they're derived from the goals and I like to use them carefully. The rule of thumb that I follow is no more than 3 to 5 features per goals. And if you haven't worked with any goal-oriented roadmaps and you're not quite sure how to create them, then try my goal-oriented roadmap template. It's called the Go Product Roadmap. It's very much built on the idea that goals are more important than features, and it offers 5 elements. The goal, then the features, the deliverables that are necessary in order to meet the goal and create the desired outcome, metrics, which are the success criteria that help you determine if you've met the goal or not, a name in case you want to work with major releases or associate your goals with new product versions. And I also like to add a date or time frame. I'll say more about dates and time frames later on. And you can download the template from my website. Just go to romanpischler.com/tools. My second tip is to encourage you to do the necessary prep work. I sometimes find that people struggle with product roadmaps, and it's not uncommon that the root cause of the issues lies in a weak product strategy, in a product strategy that hasn't been validated, that hasn't been tested, and hasn't been well researched, you could say. So before you create your product roadmap, I'd really like to encourage you to initially capture and validate your overall product strategy. And by product strategy, really, I mean a plan, a high-level strategic plan that captures the main problem that your product should address or the primary benefit that it should create for the users and customers, the market segment the product should address, the features that will make it stand out, and the goals, the business goals that your product should achieve. So make sure that you've captured these pieces of information and make sure that you are in a position to confidently say that, yes, this is the right market segments. This is the right problem, a problem that's worthwhile addressing and painful enough for the users and customers. These are the right standout features and so forth. If that is not the case, then do some more product discovery and strategizing work. And again, make sure that you have your validated strategy in place so you can then derive your product roadmap from it. And this will result in a realistic, actionable product roadmap. So if you haven't got any templates to capture your strategy, then check out my product vision board. And again, you can download it from my website. My third tip is to tell a coherent story with your product roadmap. Your roadmap should tell a coherent, meaningful story about the likely growth of your product. And the way I like to do this is to ensure that each goal builds on the previous one. And I find that particularly helpful as long as I work with a product that hasn't reached maturity yet, so it isn't stable yet. And to come up with the right product roadmap narrative, I like to suggest the following. First, break the user, customer, and business goals in your product strategy into specific and measurable sub-goals. and then order the sub-goals so that they form a coherent story. Just to give you an example, if I wanted to offer a healthy eating product that helps middle-aged men reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes, then the goal of the first initial release, the MVP, might be to build a user community. So it's an acquisition-related goal. And then the goal of the second release might be to increase engagement. And the goal of the third one might be to generate revenue. So, you know, I think it's a fairly nice, consistent, coherent story. And then the second tip I have is to resist the temptation to add goals and features to the product roadmap in order to please powerful stakeholders or broker a deal with them. While I'm a big fan of collaborative roadmapping, and I'll say more about this a little bit later, this should not result in weak product decisions and compromises. Tip number four is to keep your product roadmap simple. As it can be tempting to add many details to your product roadmap and embellish it. A common mistake I would say I see people make is to add epics and user stories to the product roadmap. But I think it's helpful to keep your roadmap simple and easy to understand, capture what really matters. And we're now really describing strategy. We're still describing how an overarching strategy can be implemented, and we're setting goals or outcomes for a product. So that's what I suggest you focus on. Keep the features on your product roadmap coarse-grained and use them sparsely, as I said earlier, 3 to 5 per goal, no more. And don't show any epics or user stories on the product roadmap, but keep them in the product backlog. This avoids that the lines between the roadmap and the backlog are blurred. And again, as I just suggested, use the roadmap as a strategic product plan, and then employ the product roadmap as a detailed one that facilitates execution. Fifth, secure strong buy-in from the key stakeholders. Now, you can come up with a beautiful product roadmap, amazing goals, nice features, great metrics, but it's pretty much worthless if the people required to develop, market, and sell the products don't buy into it. So a great way to get to agreements and secure strong support is to collaborate with the key stakeholders and the development teams and involve them in creating and updating the product roadmap. So involve them in the decision-making process in order to decide on the right goals and the right features and so forth on your roadmap. Now, this allows you to leverage their ideas and knowledge. It creates shared understanding, and it makes it more likely that people will support the plan. Now, you can run a collaborative roadmapping workshop to engage everyone and create a shared roadmap. Invite the key stakeholders. So for a commercial product, that might be someone from marketing, sales, service, and support, and then invite development team representatives, ask the development team or the teams to send some of their members to the workshop. But I would also suggest that you ensure that you have a skilled facilitator present. That could be your Scrum Master, who can run the workshop, who can facilitate the session. That includes establishing some ground rules and reminding people of those ground rules, choosing the right decision rule, such as consent, for instance, which means a decision is made if nobody has any meaningful objections. And who makes sure that everybody is heard and nobody dominates, so you don't suffer from the hippo syndrome that the highest paid person opinion wins. My tip number six is to have the courage to say no. Now, I think you'd like to achieve as much stakeholder support as possible, but at the same time, you should not make the mistake to say yes to every idea and request. Why? Well, this will turn your product into a feature soup, a random collection of features. And as Steve Jobs once said, innovation is not about saying yes to everything. It's about saying no to all but the most crucial features. So I recommend that you use your product vision and your product strategy to make the right decisions and decide which requests you should take on, or which features you should take on, which goals you should take on, and put them on your product roadmap. Before you explain to a stakeholder or a development team member why an idea or a request cannot be added to the roadmap, I suggest that you carefully listen to the stakeholder's idea or development team member's idea. Take a genuine interest in what the individual has to say and try to understand her or his underlying need or motivation. So why is the person requesting that feature or suggesting the idea? Why is the idea or feature important to her or him? Now, this has the benefit that it makes the person feel valued and understood, and that makes it more likely that the individual is able to hear a negative answer and is still willing to support the roadmap. An additional benefit is that obviously you understand the individual and her or his position and interest better. And who knows, you might come up with an even better solution that doesn't necessarily require adding a new feature to the roadmap. Tip number 7 is know when to show dates. So dates on product roadmaps has been a hotly debated topic amongst some product people for a while. Now, I recommend using dates or timeframes, certainly on an internal product roadmap, and such a roadmap would coordinate the work carried out by the internal stakeholders and the development team. And the reason that I like to show dates or timeframes is that it helps me make important trade-off decisions between shipping on time and fully meeting a goal. And I feel it provides clarity for the stakeholders and development teams, helping them do their work. However, when you use an external roadmap that is shown to customers and users and possibly used as a sales tool or to instill confidence in the marketplace that you're committed to the product, you've got some great ideas in the pipeline, then I suggest not showing any dates or timeframes, but maybe just very loosely sequencing your releases, new product versions, and possibly employing a now, next, later grids to order them. Tip number 8 is make your product roadmap measurable. When you use a goal-oriented product roadmap, then I recommend that you make sure that every goal is specific and measurable, so you can tell if you have met the goal or not. And that's one of the reasons, that's the primary reason that I like to suggest including metrics in your product roadmap. Now, if your goal, for instance, is to acquire customers, then ask yourself how many new customers should be acquired and how soon after you then release the appropriate software should that goal be met. And if your goal is to reduce technical debt, then determine how much of the bad code should be removed or rewritten. By how much should code complexity be reduced, for instance, or by how much should the architecture refactoring potential have been reduced. Now, if you are uncomfortable about stating a specific target, that's understandable, but the trouble is if you don't do it, it'll be hard to tell if you have met the goal or not. So my recommendation is try and state realistic targets and then select the appropriate metrics that will help you determine if a goal has been met and if a release has delivered the desired value, the desired benefits. Tip number 9 is determine cost top down. Now, traditionally, cost is determined by taking higher level ideas, features, and breaking them down into small detailed requirements, and then asking people to estimate how long it takes to deliver those requirements, to implement them, and then adding up the time and adding up the cost, then it gives you a timeline and it gives you a budget. Now, I think that's difficult to do in an agile context where your product is experiencing a significant amount of change and innovation. So instead of trying to determine cost bottom-up, as I've just sketched it, I suggest you do it the other way around and employ a top-down approach. So my experience suggests that when your product is young or when you're making a bigger change to an existing product, it's virtually impossible to derive the right epics and user stories from the roadmap features, get the correct estimates from the team, and then also accurately anticipate the velocity and rate of change in the product backlog. And even if you managed to make it work, you would end up with an overly long and complex product backlog. And such a backlog is difficult to adjust and maintain. And it can take days, and in some cases even weeks, to turn features into well-defined requirements and come up with the detailed estimates. So it's really hard to do, and it's a lot of effort. Determining cost top-down means that you have your initial product roadmap, and then you simply ask yourself based on your experience. And that's an exercise that's great to do with the development team or development team members. How many people with which skills would we need in order to deliver the roadmap? And that should give you a rough estimate, a range, a ballpark figure. Or if you have a development team that you cannot change, then go and talk to the team members and say, would you be comfortable in delivering this roadmap? Does it look realistic to you? And see what the answer is. Now, if the cost is too high, or if people aren't available, you may not have enough people with the right skills in the organization, you may not be able to hire or contract them in either. Well, then you face two options. The first option is to adjust the roadmap and try again. And the second option, particularly once you've iterated over your product roadmap a few times, but you just can't seem to make it work, then that may indicate that there's something wrong with your overarching product strategy and that you may have to pivot. Now, the benefit of this approach is that it's pretty quick to employ. Of course, you'll end up with a rough estimate, but a wise man once said it's better to be roughly right than to be precisely wrong. And finally, regularly review and adjust the product roadmap. A product roadmap is a living plan. It's based on what we know right now, but as reality changes, as the market changes, as customer and user needs and expectations change, as technologies change, we have to review and adapt the roadmap. And my rule of thumb is shoot for quarterly product roadmap reviews, get together with the key stakeholders and development team representatives, and look at the changes that you've experienced and see if the product roadmap is still valid. And if not, make the necessary adjustments. And combine those review sessions with strategy reviews, where you look at the overall strategy and you look at the market, you look at the competitors, you look at new trends, you look at the product performance, the KPIs, and so forth. And that way you ensure that you keep the product strategy and the product roadmap in sync. Both are strategic plans, so it's important to make sure that they are closely aligned. I hope you found my tips helpful. You can learn more about creating an effective product roadmap by attending my product strategy and product roadmap training course, which is now also available online, and by reading my book, Strategize. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it.